White House Easter egg roll on the South Lawn. President Trump speaks from the Truman balcony at the White House, especially thanking military families who attended the event, while he also touted the recently signed funding bill for the government.
Funding of our military was so important. Just think of $700 billion, because that's all going into our military this year.
The former wife of South Africa's Nelson Mandela, Winnie Mandela, has died at 81. The anti-apartheid leader had been suffering various illnesses for years and was recently battling a kidney infection. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. But tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
Police in Northern California say the deadly crash that killed a family a week ago today may not have been an accident, but may have been intentional. The county sheriff says there wasn't much evidence left at the scene where that SUV plunged off a cliff, falling 100 feet down to the sea.
It was a very confusing scene because there were no skid marks. There were no brake marks.
In fact, Sheriff Tom Allman says they still don't know who was driving at the time of that incident. Claims that it was an intentional crash are being disputed by friends of the family, although there have been investigations going on at the family's home in which police were seen removing evidence, including several computers. China's now retaliating for President Trump's recent harsh tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Starting today, over 120 American products are facing tariffs when they're exported to China. The NCAA men's basketball tournament finals tonight as Villanova takes on Michigan. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
No injuries or damage when a Chinese space station tumbles out of orbit. The Chinese space station fell out of control back in 2016. For the past several weeks, there were predictions that it could re-enter the atmosphere and that pieces could end up landing on the planet, including in a zone across the United States. In fact, no such thing happened, though, according to scientists monitoring the craft in China. They say most of it did burn up on re-entry, and any pieces that did make it through landed safely in the South Pacific Ocean. The latest FBI statistics on the crime of tech support fraud showing a dramatic increase. John Clemens has details.
The Internet Crime Complaint Center received about 11,000 reports related to tech support fraud with losses of nearly $15 million. That's an 86% increase from the last report. Sean Tuma is a cybersecurity and a data privacy attorney.
Criminals can steal money by sitting in a remote location behind a keyboard and prey upon people who will never see them, never come in contact with them. It cuts down their risk. It also increases the volume of people they can commit fraud against.
I'm John Clemens.
And back to space news, as a mission to resupply the International Space Station is set to blast off from Cape Canaveral in Florida this afternoon. The scheduled launch of a Falcon 9 rocket set for 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, weather permitting, and it looks like the weather will permit. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Pam Brandt. Maybe you've heard me talking about MediShare, but now I give you my friend Sherry.
Yes, I have loved MediShare. Loved it.
Is that all you have to say? Because this will be really short.
No, I really do love it. I've saved hundreds a month. And overall, I just think it's a better choice of a healthcare program for me. I'm really happy with it. And honestly, normally, I don't even like talking about this stuff.
Nobody does.
But MediShare is different. MediShare members share each other's healthcare bills. We pray for each other. It's a not-for-profit, so we all save money.
True. Tell them about the thing.
What thing?
The online thing.
Oh, yeah. I used that the other night. MediShare members can now access a doctor online 24/7. You can get a prescription for the flu or something just that fast.
So MediShare can save you hundreds a month. You get to be part of the community. You get a huge network of doctors and providers to choose from.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
The final verdict from Jerry. So call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Police in California now say an SUV that plunged off a cliff in Northern California, dropping 100 feet into the sea, killing what's believed to have been a family of six, may have gone over that cliff intentionally. Although police are not yet sure why that might have happened, a sheriff's department spokesman saying they have not, in fact, even verified that all six people from the family were in the vehicle at the time.
Family and friends have indicated that the family is very rare, that the family is not traveling together or not to be together. We're going under the assumption at this point that Devontae, Hannah, and Sierra were in the vehicle, but we don't have 100% information to suggest other than our assumption that they were together.
Investigators have removed some evidence, including computers, from the family's home as part of the investigation. A Chinese space station that fell through the atmosphere largely burned up, and a few pieces fell in the South Pacific over the weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
Hackers have stolen information from millions of customers who use debit and credit cards at Saks Fifth Avenue and Saks Off Fifth and Lord & Taylor stores, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Hudson's Bay Company confirmed the data breach involving customer payment card data in a statement. They said there was no indication.
Pam Brandt, maybe you've heard me talking about MediShare, but now I give you my friend Sherry.
Yes, I have loved MediShare. Loved it.
Is that all you have to say? Because this will be really short.
No, I really do love it. I've saved hundreds a month. And overall, I just think it's a better choice of a healthcare program for me. I'm really happy with it. And honestly, normally, I don't even like talking about this stuff.
Nobody does.
But MediShare is different. MediShare members share each other's healthcare bills. We pray for each other. It's a not-for-profit, so we all save money.
True. Tell them about the thing.
What thing?
The online thing.
Oh, yeah. I used that the other night. MediShare members can now access a doctor online 24/7. You can get a prescription for the flu or something just that fast.
So MediShare can save you hundreds a month. You get to be part of the community. You get a huge network of doctors and providers to choose from.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
The final verdict from Jerry. So call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Police in California now say an SUV that plunged off a cliff in Northern California, dropping 100 feet into the sea, killing what's believed to have been a family of six, may have gone over that cliff intentionally. Although police are not yet sure why that might have happened, a sheriff's department spokesman saying they have not, in fact, even verified that all six people from the family were in the vehicle at the time.
Family and friends have indicated that the family is very rare, that the family is not traveling together or not to be together. We're going under the assumption at this point that Devontae, Hannah, and Sierra were in the vehicle, but we don't have 100% information to suggest other than our assumption that they were together.
Investigators have removed some evidence, including computers, from the family's home as part of the investigation. A Chinese space station that fell through the atmosphere largely burned up, and a few pieces fell in the South Pacific over the weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Hackers have stolen information from millions of customers who use debit and credit cards at Saks Fifth Avenue and Saks Off Fifth and Lord & Taylor stores, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Hudson's Bay Company confirmed the data breach involving customer payment card data in a statement. They said there was no indication the breach affected its e-commerce or other digital platforms. Cybersecurity firm Gemini Advisory said it first identified the breach and described it as among the biggest and most damaging to ever hit retail companies, affecting more than 5 million cards. The same hackers were also responsible for previous data breaches affecting Whole Foods, Chipotle, Omni Hotels, and the Trump Hotels. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And a pioneering television writer and producer has passed away. Stephen Bochco died over the weekend after a years-long battle with a rare form of leukemia. His body of work is huge, though, being the man behind Hill Street Blues, which had the theme you hear behind me, but also, early on, Columbo, Doogie Howser, M.D., then L.A. Law, the controversial NYPD Blue, and other shows from the 70s through the 2000s. Bochco's work landing him 10 Primetime Emmy Awards. Stephen Bochco was 74. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Well, it's 8:06, and it's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington in right now, it is 33 degrees. There is snow in the area, and it's 100% chance of precipitation at the moment. Wintry mix will be ending around 11:30, this morning. Weather Underground says that today will be rain and snow this morning, becoming mostly cloudy the afternoon, high 44, winds north at 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 100%, 1 to 3 inches of snow is expected. Partly cloudy early tonight, with increasing clouds overnight, a low of 32, winds light and variable. And tomorrow, rain showers in the morning will evolve into a more steady rain in the afternoon, a high of 44, winds east-southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 100%, rainfall around a quarter of an inch, so 3 to 6 inches of snow today, quarter of an inch of rain tomorrow leads to, unfortunately, the possibility, small, but the possibility of localized flooding. Showers early tomorrow night, then scattered thunderstorms developing late. Boy, the weather can't get any weirder than it is right now. On Wednesday, windy showers, thunderstorms in the morning, then cloudy in the afternoon, morning high of 65, with temps falling to 50. Winds gusting over 40 miles an hour. Intervals of clouds and sunshine on Thursday, the 5th. Highs of 46. On Friday, overcast with rain showers at times, a near 50. Chance of rain, 50%. Finally, Saturday on the 7th, a mix of clouds and sun early, then becoming cloudy later in the day. High of 43. Temperatures in the area. We have 33 in Raritan, 33 in Kingwood, 32 in Frenchtown, 33 in Phillipsburg, 32 up in Tewksbury, 30 up in Long Valley, and 31 over in Bridgewater. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland.
Yeah, it's April. Good morning, Hunter and Big C. You can be live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. I'm coming through the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices because I am snug as a bug in a rug in my own home. So if you're looking on Facebook Live, you'll see that it's not the normal studio. Yes, I am. I have the ability to do mobile broadcasts, and you are having the unique opportunity for me broadcasting Facebook Live through my mobile equipment. Pretty cool stuff. So my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running errands, even though that might not be happening today. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Huntington County, New Jersey. How bizarre is this? We had Good Friday, Holy Saturday, Easter. It's April. It's April 1st, April Fool's Day, and Mother Nature has had the last laugh of all, throwing us 3 to 6 inches of snow, second day of April, and it's quite treacherous out there, so if you don't have to go, you really shouldn't, and I'm heeding that advice. It's just as easy for me to set up here. And I'll get you the information that you need without having to leave my home and get to the studio. All right, it's time for us to check what is going on the Hunter County roads. Hart is providing me that information. So let me tell you what is going on. We got a slew of reports. It started early this morning. First of all, fog in low-lying areas may impact visibility and reduce speeds. Avoid distractions. I think that's a given. Reports of icy conditions on roadways this morning. Use caution. I know the plows are out there right now, but they're not getting to all the local roads all at once. At quarter after 6 this morning, 78 eastbound exit 4, Bloomsbury, delays due to a motor vehicle accident in or around exit 4 in Bloomsbury. 78 westbound exit 29, Bridgewater, delays due to a motor vehicle accident east of exit 29, left lane is closed. That came out at 6:30 this morning. 78 eastbound Bloomsbury, delays due to motor vehicle accident, left lane closed, 5 to 10 minute delay. That was at quarter to 7 this morning. 78 eastbound, exit 43, Berkeley Heights, disabled vehicle east of exit 43. So even if you get past 287, you're going to be dealing with more. That came out at 7 o'clock this morning. And that's it for right now, but it's not that good out there. It might be better on the more busy high-volume roads, but still, it's going to take you a little longer than you need to go. You need to get follow the salt trucks, the plows, the brine. And surprise, surprise, most of this will all be gone by tomorrow when we get a quarter of an inch of rain. So drive safe, sound smart. The snow will be ending around 11:30 here. It's going to go a little bit longer east of us. And prepare accordingly. That's Good Morning Hunter and the Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I must admit, it's a little up in the air as to what we will be able to provide for you live and what we will not. I'm on till 10 o'clock. So Good Morning Hunter is here. Michelle Heide is vacationing out in Arizona. Wow, what a week to pick. Nice job, Michelle. I don't know what you knew, but you're on your way. At 8:40, we'll be talking with Al War, find out where he's holed up, and he'll tell us all about some great businesses that he's chatted with over the last couple of days. So find out what's going on with business with Al. At the rest of the show is an eclectic mix of news and information that I can provide to you. So we'll get all that information to you over the second hour of the show. Chamber in Action, I know, is not happening today. The Prez has got another engagement that he's got to do, so we'll replay something current, find out what's going on there. Chef Bill's Table, quite honestly, I think that's up in the air as well, so we might have to replay Chef Bill's Table. We'll find out. Get Healthy Hunterin' with Dr. Ron Miola is on from noon to 1. Dr. Ron Miola works at Nutrimost, and he provides us healthy advice and information about weight loss and chiropractic medicine. So listen to Dr. Ron Miola to get all the latest there. The Mike Hewitt Show, a show dedicated to talking about the political current events, is on from 1 to 2. Mental Health Matters with Larry Cartwright and Tracy Ivey is on from 2 to 3, providing you advice about NAMI and Hunterin'. Larry Cartwright wears his life on his sleeve, telling you all about what the world is like for him and his family. And he provides that information not only to us as radio listeners, but also he does it as part of his affiliation with NAMI of Hunterin'. Hunter Medical Center on the Air is on from 3 to 4, talking about the people, places, and programs of the Hunter Medical Center. Hot in Hunterin' with Georgine Trinkle is on from 4 to 5, telling us about the latest news that's hitting the headlines in Hunterin' County. And then we finish up. This is the last week. We'll have a rewind of Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. And then next week, Girl Boss with Devon LeCamp and Brooke Sellis will be on, talking about girl power, women who are making a difference, and trying to bring... They've already described it to me. It's not a women's liberation type show. It's really to inspire people and women to break through and go over the stereotypes and the conditioning that's gone on for years and years and years. And I would not have believed it if I didn't see it for my own eyes. So I highly endorse Devin and Brooke bringing that information to you. Of course, you knew all that. It's all there in the new HunterChamberRadio.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful...
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The Vibrations helping me with BrandonLocks.com celebration observances for the month, week, and day of April. All right, let's kick it off. Let's find out what's going on for the monthly celebration. Adopt a ferret month, in case that was something you needed to have. If that's a little unusual for you, you could just balk and adopt a greyhound month. It's Atlanta Food and Wine Month, Arab American Heritage Month, ASPCA Month, Alcohol Awareness Month, it's Amateur Radio Month. I don't know if I'm participating in that or not. Autism Acceptance Month, it's Autism Awareness Month, Black Women's History Month, Cancer Control Month, Car Care Month. You're going to have to go and get that car washed after today. Celebrate Diversity Month. Girl Boss will be doing that from a female perspective when we get that show started next week. Child Abuse Prevention Month, International Caesarean Awareness Month. It's Community Spirit Days, Confederate History Month, Congenital Diaphragmatic Hernia Awareness Month. It's Couple Appreciation Month. It's Defeat Diabetes Month. I know Dr. Ron Miola on Get Healthy Hunterdon is trying to do that at noon today. Distracted Driving Awareness Month. No better day to do that than today when you are driving in this winter wonderland. Emotional Overeating Awareness Month and Fair Housing Month, along with Financial Literacy Month. Michelle Heidi and Joe Patton highly recommend that happening. It's APAWS Pooper Scooper Week. It's Bat Appreciation Week, and we're not talking about the baseball bats. Golden Rule Week. Treat others as you would like to be treated. Laugh at Work Week. That's if you can get to work today. Medication Safety Week. National Blue Ribbon Week. National Public Health Week. National Window Safety Week. Testicular Cancer Awareness Week. World Hula Week. Explore your career options started today. And for today, it's the 2nd of April, and we just pound all the stuff in and one on the early part of the weeks and the months. It's Mule Day, which goes from 2 to the 8th, so they don't even have one day. They celebrate 6. It's Dingus Day. International Children's Book Day, International Ferret Day. It's National Love Your Produce Manager Day. So when you're running to the store to get your milk and eggs, drop on by to the produce section and thank those people who make those apples just nice and shiny. It is National Reconciliation Day. It is Tater Day. It's Sweet Potatoes Day. It's the White House Easter Egg Roll. I think that's going to be a little interesting, don't you? I don't know if the White House has got the snow happening today over there, but if they do, that's going to be a challenge to roll those Easter eggs on the lawn over there. World Autism Day. It is World Autism Acceptance Day, and it's National Love Your... No, we did that one. National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. That old standby for lunch. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrownieLocks.com. End of vibrations. Pick something and get involved. Time for a little vitamin C. Vitamin C comes from the Good News Network. On April 1st, 2018, a recovering addict gives free gym memberships to those who want to stay sober. One of the things my father taught me a long time ago was if you are physically active, somehow, some way, in the middle of doing something that requires physical exertion, and in my case, he and I got into weightlifting at a very early age. I was a teen and a preteen at the time. One of the things that happens is that, A, he would be able to know if I was into other extracurricular activities that I shouldn't have been in, i.e. drugs and alcohol. And two, the fact that you had that, built that character and built that yearn of your body to desire to be physically fit, it would be an internal, almost intuitive nature that you would still want to keep doing it and that your body would reject doing something that went against that. Well, interesting to see what Chrissy Mae Cagney is doing. She spent 10 years struggling with her addiction, but now that she has been 5 years sober, she is helping hundreds more with their own recovery. Cagney is the sole owner of Black Iron Gym in Sparks, Nevada. She founded the facility 3 years ago as a means of creating a community of people who would support each other and overcome their addiction through exercise and group fitness. In addition to founding the gym, Cagney also launched the crowdfunded Reps for Recovery program. The initiative offers free gym memberships to anyone who has been in recovery anywhere between 24 hours and 5 years over the course of the last 12 months. Cagney has raised roughly $78,000 through GoFundMe to help finance the program. She says, quote, oh no, the resulting success has funded more than 100 free memberships for the gym's recovering members. Quote, when I was struggling with addiction, I was put through countless rehabilitation programs and I saw a plethora of therapists and counselors. These methods work well for some people, but something I never had was a safe place where I knew I could be and stay sober, says Cagney. During my years of using, the gym seemed to be the only thing with the power to pull me away from using. I firmly believe in the notion that fitness and lifting can act as treatment for substance abuse problems. I believe it because it worked for me, and I am a first-hand witness at seeing it work for countless others. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. When you decide that it is important to get away from using and abusing yourself, when you have hit bottom and you have decided that it's important to go and check in somewhere, and you've made that first step, and people are giving you a way to reprogram your mind, your body, your idea, to do just that. There is a lot of idle time, and that idle time is the time when you are going to fall back or potentially fall back into those old habits. The trick is substituting the new habits, substituting new habits that will take you away and distract you from going back to those old habits. Well, we have plenty of folks that I have interviewed over the years throughout Hunterdon County who can help you with that. One of them is Dr. Ron Miola at Nutrimost. Another one is Max Living, which is going to be opening up in Clinton. There's another Max Living down in Flemington. There's the Flemington Ice Rink. There's all these places where you can go to get exercise in place of abuse and drug use. So go and seek that out. Find those people who will help you, support you, and drive you to a new you. And you will like yourself and then eventually while away worrying about falling back into those old habits. Great stuff, and that's vitamin C for today. All right, I was pontificating a little too long. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon. I'm going to be doing the investment update, and we'll be back with more in just a little bit.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump sounding off on immigration issues as he goes before reporters briefly while walking into Easter Sunday Mass in Florida. He says that for months, Democrats and Republicans have been trying to reach an agreement on the DACA program, but he says they never found one, and he blames Democrats for that. He's also calling on Mexico to do more about illegal immigration at the border.
Mexico has got to help us at the border. And a lot of people are coming in because they want to take advantage of DACA. They had a great chance. The Democrats blew it.
$3 billion worth of American products now subject to a 25% tax increase in China, effective today. Tariffs that China's added as a retaliation to the president's $50 to $60 billion in tariffs on Chinese imports to America. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard me talking about MediShare, but now I give you my friend Sherry.
Yes, I have loved MediShare. Loved it.
Is that all you have to say? Because this will be really short.
No, I really do love it. I've saved hundreds a month. And overall, I just think it's a better choice of a healthcare program for me. I'm really happy with it. And honestly, normally, I don't even like talking about this stuff.
Nobody does.
But MediShare is different. MediShare members share each other's healthcare bills. We pray for each other. It's a not-for-profit, so we all save money.
True. Tell them about the thing.
What thing?
The online thing.
Oh, yeah. I used that the other night. MediShare members can now access a doctor online 24/7. You can get a prescription for the flu or something just that fast.
So MediShare can save you hundreds a month. You get to be part of the community. You get a huge network of doctors and providers to choose from.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
The final verdict from Jerry. So call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
All right, it's time for the investment update. Michelle Heide is basking somewhere in Arizona. And so I'll be doing this with a little help from CNNMoney.com. So how'd the markets fare? Well, they were they had a brief close on Good Friday, but they were up. Dow was up 256 points, 1%. NASDAQ up 114 points, 1.6%. And the S&P up 1.38%. 35 points. How did everybody fare? Well, how the world markets? Japan is down 0.33% right now, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong is up 0.25%. London's up 0.17%, and Germany killing it 1.31%. Individual movers, Marathon Oil was up 5.29%. PVH, which makes the clothing, they're up 5%. Intel Corp is up 5%. Concho Resources, they're up 4.34%. Freeport-McMoRan, that's a gold mining, 4.9%. Walgreens fell 3.3%. Universal Health Services down 2.45%. United Health Group down 2%. Veritas down 1.8%. And McKenrick is down 1.58%. Commodities? The oil is at $65.27 a barrel. Gas is at $2.75. Gold is at $1,337, so it continues to climb ever so slightly. Silver is at $16.56, and corn is at $391. So over the last 3 months, the best sectors have been health services, technology services, and electronic technology. The worst sectors have been communications, consumer non-durables, and energy minerals. However, energy minerals are creeping back towards positive territory. They've been fluctuating a little bit. What is happening in the news that will affect pre-market today? Well, Beijing says that tariffs on about $3 billion worth of U.S. imports are going into effect on Monday, hitting 128 products ranging from pork to steel pipes. These sanctions include tariffs of 15% of 120 American products, such as fruits, nuts, wine, and steel pipes, 25% on 8 products, including pork and recycled aluminum. First proposed 10 days ago, the penalties are a response to President Donald Trump's tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum from China and some other countries. Experts fear that the tit-for-tat retaliatory measures could turn into a trade war. Trade dispute will continue to dominate investors' decisions heading into the second quarter, said Hussein Syed, who's the chief market strategist of FXTM. We're kicking off the second quarter. U.S. stock futures were pointing lower in the first trading day of the second quarter. Investors are eager to turn the page on the first 3 months of the year, which were marked by increased volatility. The Dow lost more than 2% in the first quarter, snapping its longest quarterly win streak in 20 years and marking the worst performance since 2015. European markets were closed on Monday. Asian markets ended mixed. Gold prices jumped 0.6% following the Chinese tariff announcement as investors looked for safe havens. The Dow added 1.1% on Thursday, and then right before the holiday break. And what's happening? Baran's big find. Baran has discovered its biggest oil field since 1932, according to the kingdom's official news agency. The agency said that news of the field is forecast to contain highly significant quantities of oil and gas. It said the find is understood to dwarf Bahrain's current reserves, but did not give details on the volume. Bahrain is not a member of OPEC, and it has signed an agreement with the cartel and other major producers to curtail output. That deal, which runs until the end of 2018, is designed to rid markets of excess oil and support prices. Alibaba said Sunday it is buying the part of online food delivery service called LME it doesn't already own in a deal that will value the startup at $9.5 billion. The Institute of Supply Management will release its U.S. manufacturing report on March at 10 o'clock this morning, and an official government index that tracks manufacturing activity in China jumped in March, but a second index produced by Chinese media group Calxin which places more weight on smaller firms, declined. That suggests that while we recent easing of pollution controls has led to a rebound in heavy industry, broader economic activity may not have picked up much as a result, said Julian Evans Prashard, senior Chinese economist at Capital Economics. What's coming up this week? Manufacturing ISM report is today at 10. Spotify IPO is expected tomorrow. ADP, a national employment report, is coming on Wednesday. February trade deficit report is on Thursday, and U.S. jobs report is on Friday. Pre-market, the S&P is down 12, the NASDAQ is down 54, and the Dow is down 137. Moving pre-market right now, Humana is up 6.5%. United Health Group is up 2.29%. Freeport McMoRan is going up 1.46%. Again, that's a defensive play with gold. Darden Restaurants, 1.47%, and Endeavor is up 1.4%. Under Armour is down 3%. American Express is down 2.9%. Picard is down 2.8%. eBay is down 1.5%. And Packaging Corp of America is down 1.5%. And finally, bonds. The 10-year Treasury is, the yield is going up, which means bond prices are going down. People are buying bonds, defensive play. Up two one-hundredths of a percent in the yield. And 30-year Treasury up 0.75% to 3%. That is the investment update. And we'll continue to do that throughout the week because Michelle is getting a suntan out in Arizona. We're going to be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes. We're going to get Al War on the line. Hang on.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Did
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hello? Yeah, you disappeared.
No, I plugged you in, and then you hung up on me.
Well, there was nothing there.
Yeah, well, you're not through the normal outcome, so you're on my cell phone. So you're on the air right now. So good morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
So how's the snow out by you?
Well, it looks like it's about 2 to 4 inches, just like they said, and it's still coming down.
They got it right.
They got it right once. I was up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and there was nothing on the ground. And then about 7,
yeah,
there was a lot on the ground.
Yep. Yeah, it's coming right through your front door. So, predicting about 3 to 6 inches. And the sad part is it's very wet and heavy.
And heavy, yeah.
And so it's making for treacherous conditions out there, and people are rushing to get to the jobs. And unfortunately,
it's already falling off the trees and shrubs and roofs and so forth here.
Yeah.
So I suppose it's warming.
Yep. Oh yeah. We're going to be up in the 40s today, and then you and I talked off air. We're going to have rain tomorrow and 60s on Wednesday. So take some photos because this is it. It's gone.
Yeah, I took one and sent it to my daughter. Thank goodness she's living in California.
Yeah, good for her. Well, they have snow out there. What part of California is she in?
San Jose.
Oh, okay.
Rarely snows in San Jose.
Yeah. Well, do you know your way to San Jose is the real question, though.
No. Yeah, I always liked that song.
Oh, man. All right. We talk with Al War about business. Al gives us insight into local businesses and events. So who have you chatted with this week?
Well, I was talking to farm businesses.
Well, they're not doing much today.
Well,
the farms are closed.
Farming is still going on. I talked to John Smith over at Two Barn Farm in Pittstown.
Okay.
And he runs a very big operation. I think he said during the big part of the season, he employs about 100 people.
Wow.
to do all kind. He raises a lot of, right now, leafy greens and spinach and pea shoots and lettuce and stuff like that. But as the season goes on, he'll be raising all kinds of veggies.
Mm-hmm.
He's at the Stangle Market every Saturday.
Okay.
And also he'll be at the Clinton Market when they open the 1st of May.
All right. So
he was telling me about a special thing he grows. It's something called kale rabe. Now, you think of broccoli rabe or rotini.
Right. Yeah.
And this is kale. So I don't remember ever tasting kale rabe.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be unique to him, I don't know.
Well, isn't that just a different part of the broccoli plant?
Kale? I don't know.
No. I'm the broccoli rabe, isn't that a different part of the broccoli?
Well, broccoli rabe is, yeah.
Yeah. So I would, if I could make that leap, I would think that they're just...
The kale rabe would be the same type of thing when it starts to put out buds.
Right, right.
Yeah. But he's open right now.
Okay.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, noon to dusk.
Okay.
You can go to his place. You need to call first.
Okay.
But as I said, he'll be at the farm markets on. He was telling me about his strawberry crop, which he brings on in late May. But he's usually earlier than the usual strawberry crops in the area because he grows them under tunnels. And there's no spray, no pesticides or anything.
Right.
And he grows them under the cover.
Oh, okay.
Which brings the heat a little bit earlier. So he's usually the last couple of weeks in May or whatever. You can go on Facebook, and he has a page there which will tell you when the strawberries are coming. But everybody always wants to know when the strawberries are going to be around.
I know Al Ward does.
What's that?
I know you do.
Well, I like to know when the strawberries are going to be
there. Sure.
He also runs a community-supported agriculture, a CSA program, which it's run by the PIC. This is different from other CSA operations that I've talked to.
Mm-hmm.
Melix runs a big one. But he goes by the PIC, so you get 50 PICs for $200.
Okay.
Throughout the season, so a pick might be a bag of potatoes or sack of onions or a bouquet of flowers,
right?
Or a bunch of spinach or whatever is available at that time.
Mm-hmm. So I'm a little in the dark here. So CSA is
you pay a certain amount to the farmer, and whatever the season brings.
Oh, yep. Okay. Okay,
you get a part of that that produce.
I see. It's like a little club. Yeah,
it's a way to get fresh vegetables directly from the farm, and you can, with his operation, you can pick them up at the markets he's at, as well as at the farm.
I get you. Yep.
But, if you want to belong to the thing, then you have to make arrangements now.
Yeah, yep. No, I get it. I've found that to be a challenge. I'm sure there are other people that it's a home run for, but when...